Father, thank you for everything tonight. Thank you for every testimony we have heard tonight. Thank you for the evidence of your presence, your power, and your reality in our midst. Do with us tonight what you alone can do, and let not one person live here the same way they have come. Be thou glorified, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as we take your hand. Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Despite the scarcity in the land, you have been able to wither the storm and come. You will not leave empty-handed. I know many people who are at home now watching who said that they can't go out because of this shortage and scarcity, but you made it. You will not leave empty-handed. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. He said, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Tonight, very quickly, we shall be looking at the Holy Spirit and soul winning. The Holy Spirit and soul winning. The Holy Spirit and evangelism. Our objective is twofold. First of all, we want to understand the place of the Holy Spirit in soul winning, or rather, the impact of the Holy Spirit in soul winning. That's first. And second, we want to understand how to walk with the Spirit for soul winning. How to walk with the Spirit for soul winning. By way of introduction, I want to say that the Holy Spirit, the senior partner of the church, of the saint, in the duty of soul winning. The Holy Spirit is the senior partner of the church, the senior partner of the child of God, in the duty, the assignment of soul winning. I'll give you just two examples. One, the Master Jesus. Nobody knew who Jesus was. Nobody heard his voice until the day in the river of Jordan when the Holy Ghost descended upon him. And in Luke chapter 4, verse 14, he returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee. And there went out a fame of him through all the region round about. The Holy Ghost descended upon him. Next, Luke chapter 3, verse 23, 24, 25. Back up earlier on to verse 19. Okay, keep going. Keep going forward, up. 20, 20, 20, 20. Just move from 19 to 20 to here. Yes, gone. Now, when all the people were baptized, it came to pass, 3:21, that Jesus also being baptized and was praying, the heaven was opened unto him, and the Holy Ghost descended in a bodily shape like a dove upon him. That was the turning point of his life and ministry. In verse 14 of chapter 4, he returned in that power. His fame spread abroad. In verse 15, the Bible says, and he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. You move over to verse 19. From verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, and the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. He said, and he closed the book, and he gave it again unto them, to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. What made the difference? What gave him a voice? What gave him audience? What gave him influence? The Holy Spirit gives us the voice, gives us the audience, and gives us the influence. That was the example of Jesus Christ. Example number two, the example of the apostles. On the day of Pentecost, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 from verse 1, on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost descended. And in verse 6, there was a massive harvest of souls. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and we are confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. His own language. In verse 41, the explosion was so much, then they that gladly received the word were baptized. And the same day, there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. Why? The Holy Ghost descended. Is God speaking to someone here? Say amen. So the ministry of the Holy Spirit is needed for effective, effortless evangelism. Effective, effortless, fruitful evangelism. Effective, effortless, fruitful soul winning. Now, what is the impact of the Holy Spirit on the assignment of soul winning? What does the Holy Spirit do? Number one, the Holy Spirit saturates our hearts with love for God, which translates into love for souls. The Holy Spirit saturates the heart of the saint with love for God, and that translates into love for souls. The child of God, the born again believer, has love flowing in his heart for God by the agency of the Spirit. Romans chapter 5, verse 5, the Bible says, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. So the Holy Spirit is the spirit of love. And of course, anyone who genuinely loves God will love souls. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 20, the Bible says, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, How can he love God whom he has not seen? So, love for God translates automatically to love for man. That's the role of the Holy Spirit. Flowers in the Spirit are lovers of God. Those who flow in the Spirit, they flow in the love of God. The Holy Spirit saturates the heart. Our hearts with love for God. Number two, the Holy Spirit imparts the saint with preaching and evangelism boldness. Preaching and evangelism boldness is imparted. Preaching and evangelism boldness. I just read that God has not, he say in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, he say, wherefore I put you in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power or boldness, and of love, and of a sound mind. Preaching and evangelism boldness. In Acts chapter 4 verse 31, after the disciples had prayed, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And what was the outcome? They spake the word of God with boldness. And the multitude of them believed of one heart. They preached the word of God with boldness. I know of many people who are naturally shy, naturally timid, they naturally find it difficult to communicate. But suddenly the Spirit comes upon them and everything changes. I see somebody moving with boldness by the Spirit tonight. There are people who say, I'm so shy, I can't talk to people. No. Not when the Spirit of God is at work. Imparts us with preaching and evangelizing boldness. Number three, the Holy Spirit imparts the saint with witnessing power. Witnessing power. Boldness is talking about confidence. The power is talking about the impact of the word. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. It said, and ye shall receive, but ye shall receive power. After the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. That is, when the Spirit of God is working in you, you don't speak empty words. You don't speak empty words. You don't just speak philosophical words. You don't speak powerless words. You speak heart-breaking, heart-tearing words. Words that break stony hearts. In Acts chapter 2, verse 37, after Peter preached by the Holy Ghost, the Bible said, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. They were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 4, it said, and my words and my preaching was not in the words, 1 Corinthians 2, 4, my speech and my preaching was not with the enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. I remember in the university in those days, I stood in front of a hostel preaching one evening, female hostel area, and the power of the word was so forceful. Remember one young lady closed her ears. Said, please don't talk to us again. Please, please, it's enough. Please, please, please. It was so forceful. Power. Witnessing power is packaged when we are endued with the Holy Spirit. Number four, the Holy Spirit guides the saints to souls that are ripe for salvation. He leads and guides us to souls that are ripe for salvation. Is that right? Souls that are ripe. For salvation. Because it is not everybody that is ripe for salvation. There are some people, you go to talk to them, they only discourage your soul winning effort. In Romans chapter 8 verse 14, the Bible said, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. So there is a leading. The Holy Spirit leads and the Holy Spirit guides. That was what he did to Philip. In Acts chapter 8 verse 29, with the centurion, the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join yourself to this chariot. Go near. That is, this is a man to preach to. This man is ripe. Preaching to this man is like preaching to a continent. And that was what happened. The man took that gospel, took it to North Africa. Of those days. The Holy Spirit guides us. In Acts chapter 16, look at verse 6 and 7. Now when they had gone throughout Phrygia and the region of Galatia, they were forbidden of the Holy Ghost to preach the word in Asia. Forbidden. Which means it's not everywhere. And everybody you see you may preach to. That is, you are free to preach to them. But don't expect result. They were forbidden of the Holy Ghost. Only the Holy Ghost knew whatever was happening there in Asia. That he said, don't preach here. Now, this place was full of diverse leaders. Now, look at the next verse, 7. And when they were come to Mysia, they assayed to go into Bithynia, trying to go there, but the Spirit allowed them not. All right? And then you proceed. And they, passing by Mysia, came down to Troas. And then a vision appeared. The Holy Ghost now ministering again through vision. Whereas there stood somebody in Macedonia and said, come and help us here. Am I communicating? Look at almost 3 occasions. No, no, no. Okay, go here. Very, very important. The Holy Spirit guides the saints to souls that are ripe for salvation. So we need the Spirit of God. And by Sunday, and then before the week is over, we'll look at, before the month is over, we'll look at some rules on evangel- on soul winning. One of those rules is to avoid arguments as much as possible. All right? When you come across a person who wants to engage you in arguments, you just find your level. So, all right, it looks like you are not ready. God created man, okay, and He gave Eve wife. Okay. He gave Adam husband. He gave Adam wife. Okay. Okay, what about Cain? What of his wife? Who born Cain's wife? all manner of terrible. He doesn't want to repent. All manner of terrible question. You just say, you know what? Until the Holy Ghost lead you, you'll be jamming such rock. The first person will preach, okay, I will repent, but let me ask you some question. And then from there, you leave there, you jam another rock. You jam. By the time you jam 5 of such people, you want to return back home and say, look, if they want, let them go to hell. Praise the Lord. Very, very important. I've seen some. I once came across a man. I thought the man was sensible. When I engaged him small, I realized he was totally senseless. I wasted my time. Don't waste your time at all. So he guides us to things that are ripe for salvation, so we don't waste our time. Number five, the Holy Spirit, it doesn't just guide us, the Holy Spirit gives us the right words to speak per time. He gives the saints the right words to speak per time. To speak per time. We already read that. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans chapter 8 verse 14. We are led by the Spirit of God now. In Matthew chapter 10 verse 19, he said in certain situations, don't even think, but when they deliver you up, this is also applicable to all situations, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Spirit of your Father which speaketh in you. The background of this was talking of a persecution situation, but this is also applicable when you are on kingdom assignment. The Spirit of your Father, where I might start talking with somebody using the state of this world today as a foundation for why this world has no future and why anybody whose whole hope is in this world is wasting their life. Why we must have a hope beyond the scope of this world. I might start talking to somebody using that angle. I might start talking to another person using a testimony that I heard in church. The other day so and so thing happened. And then I might get that person's attention because maybe that was the situation that I just picked and started talking about. So the Holy Ghost knows many times what is applicable to different people. But when you don't know what to say, you just say, according to, like Samuel told Saul, as occasion bid you. But the Holy Ghost gives us the right words to speak per time that will address individual situations. That's why we need the Spirit of God. Number six, the Holy Spirit convicts the sinner of sin. The Holy Spirit convicts the sinner of their sinfulness. The Holy Spirit is important in our preaching, in our evangelism, because he makes the sinner to know how sinful they are. In John chapter 16 and in verse 7 to verse 9, John chapter 16 verse 7 says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. And when he comes, he will reprove or convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment of sin because they believe not in me. We can stop there. It is the Holy Ghost who does, you do the preaching. The Holy Spirit does the conviction. He does the conviction. You do the ministration. He does the conviction. That is why when people say, oh, that man is an unbeliever, but when I marry him, I will change him. Then we say to him, are you now the Holy Spirit? It is not you who can change. That man is an unbeliever. That man is a sinner, but I'm going to marry him anyway, and I will change him. No, you can't change a person. It is your duty is to preach, is to minister the word. It is the duty of the Holy Spirit to convict the sinner of their sinfulness. Most sinners don't know the weight of their sin. They don't know the weight of their sin. They don't know the weight of their sin until they are convicted by the Holy Spirit. They don't know the sinfulness of their sin. I've experienced that many times. I was talking to somebody some time ago, and I was telling her to abstain from immoral living and all those kind of things. And I was shocked at the reply. He said, is it a sin? I'm telling you. Is it something? Is it wrong? I long ago handed him over to secretary to hand them over to the appropriate quarter. In further interaction, he says, "Sir, that one is a raw sinner from the world." Say he encountered a particular picture or something on the page or something like just not a seeable picture. Most people don't know the sinfulness of their sin. Some are wrong, but appear sincerely wrong. Well, when we were in the university in those days, one young weightlifter who was always moving recklessly began to preach to him. He permanently camped a woman in his hostel. When you talk to him, say, if his mother and his father didn't do what he's doing, how would they give birth to him? Have you heard such a thing before? What is doing? Is he comparable to what his father and his mother? His father and his mother married. Legally. And he was very just, very, very bold. So it is very, very important. It is not even the articulation of your words that convicts the sinner. It's not the articulation of the words. It's not the scriptures that are quoted. The power to convict is with the Holy Spirit. Number 6, the Holy Spirit convicts the sinner of their sinfulness. Number 7, for example, some people don't say anything wrong with smoking or drinking, especially alcoholism. No, nothing is wrong with that. The Holy Spirit, number 7, helps in the travail for the birth of new souls into the kingdom. He helps in the travail for the birth of new souls into the kingdom. The prayer we pray to make sinners saved, the Holy Spirit helps us in that prayer. In Isaiah chapter 66 and in verse 8, he said, "Who has heard such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in a day? Or shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children." Paul the Apostle makes reference to that in Galatians chapter 4, verse 19. He said, "My little children, of whom I availed in birth again, until Christ be formed in you." Now, Romans chapter 8, verse 32, use the word groaning for travail. 36. Did I miss something here? Okay. The Spirit himself, 26. The Spirit himself helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings or in travail, which cannot be uttered. So the Holy Spirit helps us when you want to pray for your father, your mother, your brothers, or pray for souls generally. Spirit of the living God, I am trusting you for the harvest of souls this weekend. He helps us in the travail for the birth of new souls. Number 8. The Holy Spirit helps in the generation of evidence. Evidence, and that is miracles to wonders. Evidence dash miracles, signs, wonders that accompany the preaching of the word. The Holy Spirit helps in the generation of evidence, miracles, signs, wonders that accompany the preaching of the word. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. We read it already. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses. You shall be, according to Maurice Cerullo, proof producers, evidence producers. The Holy Spirit helps us so that while you are talking, somebody's afflicted leg is healed. While you are ministering, somebody's problems are just exposed. That was Acts chapter 1 verse 8. In Romans chapter 15 and in verse 18 and 19, Paul the apostle speaking, he said, "For I will not dare speak of any of those things which Christ has not wrought by me to make the Gentiles obedient by word and in deed." He said, "True mighty signs and wonders by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem and round about unto Illyricum I have fully preached the gospel of Christ." We preach the gospel fully. The full gospel happens by the agency of the Spirit. Somebody say amen. So how many of us see how important the Holy Spirit is right now? So first of all, we said that the Holy Spirit imparts, saturates our heart with love for God, and that translates into love for souls. And then the Holy Spirit imparts us with preaching and evangelism boldness. And then the Holy Spirit imparts us with witnessing power, so that you don't speak empty words. And then the Holy Spirit guides us to souls that are ripe for salvation. He helps us to locate them. And then the Holy Spirit gives us the right words to speak per time. They approach out which way to go. And then the Holy Spirit convicts the sinner of their sinfulness. That is, they don't know what they are doing. Convicts them. And then the Holy Spirit helps in travail for the birth of new souls into the kingdom. Travail for the birth of new souls into the kingdom. And then the Holy Spirit helps in the generation of evidence, miracles, signs, wonders that accompany the preaching of the word. Now, how do we walk with the Spirit to see His results in our lives? How do we walk with the Spirit, walking with the Spirit for soul winning results? Walking with the Spirit for soul winning results. Number one, maintain the climate of worship. Maintain the climate of worship. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, "And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Speaking to yourselves. How do I get filled with the Spirit? By speaking to ourselves, myself, in psalms, in hymns, in spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The climate of worship, the climate of praise, the climate of joy. Romans chapter 14 verse 17. The kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Joy in the Holy Ghost. You want the overflow of the Spirit, you can't afford depression. You can't afford heaviness. You can't afford sadness. You can't afford gloominess. You want the Holy Spirit to walk with you. You must keep your atmosphere light, not heavy. Keep it light. Keep it. Not moody. Keep it exciting. Keep it exciting. Your climate, the climate around your life. Keep it exciting. Maintain the climate of the Spirit. Number two, maintain a clear conscience. A clear conscience. The Spirit of God is called the Spirit of Holiness. Romans chapter 1 and in verse 4, the Bible said that Jesus Christ was declared to be the Son of God with power according to the Spirit of Holiness. Exercising your conscience. Acts chapter 24 verse 16, to be void of offense. Always void of offense toward God and toward men. Conscience void of offense toward God and toward men. That is the climate of the Holy Spirit. Ensuring that you keep yourself cleansed of wrong, evil, guilty conscience. Number three, pray abundantly in the Spirit. Pray abundantly in the Spirit. You want the Holy Spirit to be at work. He says, stir up the gift of God that is in you. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 6. Stir up the gift. One translation says, fan into flame. Fan into flame. I put you in remembrance that you stir the gift, that you fan into flame. The gift of God. You pray abundantly in the Spirit. You pray abundantly in the Spirit. When you pray abundantly in the Spirit, you are putting the Holy Ghost to work. Then you can become more sensitive in the Spirit, and you can become more understanding. Number four, maintain sensitivity in the Spirit. Maintain sensitivity in the Spirit. Maintain sensitivity in the Spirit. Again, we already saw that those who are led of the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. We saw Philip in Acts chapter 8, verse 29, how the Holy Ghost told him to join the chariot. We saw Paul the Apostle in Acts chapter 16, verse 7, verse 8, and in verse 9. Verse 6, 7, 8, 9. How he was diversely led of the Holy Spirit. Sensitivity. Sensitivity. I told you the story of R.A. Torrey when he was in a restaurant and the Holy Ghost asked him to preach and he did not preach. And as a result of not preaching, 45 minutes to 1 hour later, somebody he was meant asked to preach to hung himself. How many of you have ever felt convinced to preach in a taxi or a bus or a vehicle and you did not preach? And when you left, you felt convicted. Actually, some have found themselves in situations where they fail to preach and person die. Is there anybody who has been in such a situation? And person die. I've been in such a situation before, 30-something years ago. And the only thing you have is just regrets. Lord, why? I'm sorry. Sorry. Very, very important. Maintain. Sensitivity means you don't take any signal for granted. That is, talk to this person. Supposing he refuses, well, talk to him first. And if your mouth cannot open, be with an evangelistic material. Pass it on to the person. And then you take it from there. I believe that the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. Anybody who believes the Lord has spoken to you today, say a louder amen. With your hands and say, Father, thank you. Say, thank you, Father, for today. Thank you, Father, for your word to me. Thank you, Father, for your help to me. Thank you, Master. Finally, maintain the fullness of the word. The Holy Spirit works a lot with people that are awarded. He said, the words I speak to you, they are spirit and their life. John chapter 6 verse 63. So the Spirit of God flows through the Word of God. To be filled with Word is to be filled with the Spirit. Jesus Christ is the Word, and is the one that carries the Spirit without measure. Don't be empty of the Word, and you will have the Spirit without measure. It's a new day for somebody. How many of you are going to trust the Lord to walk more with the Holy Spirit in your soul winning? You will receive that help tonight. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Take your seat. I know you are still writing or you are still trying to compose yourself. But tonight, I'm going to ask you to pray in tongues for 10 to 15 minutes. Just full blast, blasting and roaring and just roaring in the Spirit. And then we're going to do that and then asking the Lord to activate the soul winning power, witnessing power, efficiency and efficacy. When God began to help me in soul winning, I have not come across, if I spoke to 100 people, 99 will agree to pray the prayer. That's if I encounter 100 people. Do you understand? It wasn't like that before. It was like if I spoke to 50 people, maybe 20 will agree. So I trust the Lord that is about to shift somebody's life to another level. Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Lift up your hands and thank Him for the word you have received tonight first. Thank Him for the word you have received tonight first. Appreciate Him, honor Him for the word you have received tonight. Will you at least open your mouth and pray? If that mouth was not open your mouth and pray. Father, thank you for tonight. Father, thank you for tonight. Father, thank you for tonight. Father, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for your word. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your word to me tonight. I give you the praise. I give you the honor. I give you the adoration. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your hands and say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
I welcome you.
I welcome you.
Into my heart.
Into my heart.
Saturate me.
Saturate me.
Saturate my heart
with love for God,
with love for soul.
I ask
for an impartation of evangelism and soul winning boldness in the name of Jesus. I ask today for the impartation of witnessing power in the name of Jesus. I ask that you will help me, guide me to souls that are ripe for salvation per time.
Holy Spirit, I ask
that you will give me the right words to speak per time. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask that you help me to minister, to preach with convicting power. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask that you'll engrace me to travail in bed for new souls. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, I ask that you will back up my ministration, my preaching, with miracles, with signs, with wonders, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Holy Spirit, to maintain the climate of worship, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to maintain a clear conscience at all times. Deliver me from the lifestyle of sinfulness, in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to know how to pray abundantly in the spirit at all times. Help me, Lord, to know how to maintain sensitivity in the spirit, spiritual sensitivity in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to maintain the fullness of the word. Holy Spirit, baptize me with soul winning power tonight. Holy Spirit, baptize me with soul winning power tonight. Transform me into another person. Are you ready to pray? Lift your hands and say, Holy Spirit, transform me into another person. Now, open your mouth and pray non-stop for the next 10 minutes. Rada, 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 rada
I'm gonna go to the hospital. Thank you.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. I feel revival in the air. I feel the revival of someone's spiritual life. I feel fresh fire flowing. I see resurrection of prayer life, resurrection of worship, resurrection of fasting, resurrection of study of the word, resurrection of all night, midnight praying. I see something resurrected, something the devil has tampered with in your life. I see fire burning afresh. Lift your hands high everywhere you are. We are about to receive fire. And this fire that is about to come is going to set cold hearts on fire. This fire that is about to come is going to burn off everything that is distracting you from serving God. Everything that is hindering you. Every distractive problem. Every distractive challenge. Every distractive sickness. Every destructive scarcity shall be roasted by fire so that you can face God and face His assignment and face Him with focus and with purpose. Ancestral limitations, the powers of your father's house that say nobody should serve God well, nobody should be a genuine Christian, the powers of the shrine that is limiting your progress with God, limiting your progress with God, the power shall be broken. The shrine shall be set on fire. The sickness, the affliction, the virus in your body shall be roasted and killed. The cancer, the disease shall be set on fire. Lift your hands up. Before that can happen, those who must surrender their life to Jesus must run out quickly. Run out quickly. Say, if I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me. The rest of us, lift up your hands. I want that to be right in the front here when we call down fire on the altar of our hearts. You want to make your ways right with Jesus? You want to be genuinely saved? You want your sins forgiven? You want today to mark a new day for you? Quickly run to the front here. Run to the front here. Anyone who is not here in person and you are watching online, when the prayer is being prayed for these people, you will follow us in praying the prayer that will be led so that you can make your ways right to God. I give you the count of 10. 1. Quickly run forward. 2. 3. Run. 4. Carry your Bibles, your bags and everything. 5. In all locations, I want people to come out like that. 6. You are bound by an addiction. 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 Marijuana smoking, Indian hemp, pornography, bound by masturbation, bound by a negative lifestyle. Something that you are not proud of and you want the yoke broken. Quickly run forward here. You backslid and you want to rededicate your life back to God. Also step forward here. 5. 6. 7. 8, 9, and 10. Place your hand on your chest, all of you in the front here, and pray after me and say, Jesus, I come before you today to surrender my life to you. Forgive me my sins. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you in Jesus' name. Everyone lift up your hands. Be upstanding, everybody. Be upstanding. Be upstanding and say after me, say, Father, I receive fire.
I receive fire.
Soul winning fire. Evangelism fire. Revival fire. Affliction destroying fire. Oppression destroying fire. Destruction destroying fire. Say, Father, I receive fire. Say, Father, I will proceed from here today as a flame of fire in my generation. Lift your hands. Say, Father, every disease, every bondage, every virus, every affliction, every pain, every wretchedness, every backwardness in my life shall be roasted by fire today, so I can face you without distraction. I can face your assignment without distraction. I receive fresh fire, Holy Ghost fire, revival fire, soul winning fire, liberating fire, deliverance fire. I receive now. Lift your hands high. At the count of five, you place your hand on your head and scream fire at the top of your voice. And when you scream that fire, blast in tongues again. There are some here tonight. When you place your hand on your head and scream the fire, the healing shall be wrought. The man with the crutch, get ready to walk. And the one on the wheelchair, wherever you are, you came with a tumor in your body, a cancer, a disease, whatever is in your body. By the time this fire is applied, get ready to move and to see. Your eyes will see. Your ears will hear. Your legs will move. Your body, the tumors will dry up. And fire will come on your altar. Where you don't have passion for God and no fire for God, is coming afresh. Lift your hands high. Father, let the fire fall. Let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus, at the count of five, receive fresh fire from heaven. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2. Again, in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, 4, and fire! Open your mouth and pray. Receive the fire. Lift your hands up. Wave it. The yoke is broken. The chain is broken. The deliverance is wrought. You are out of the prison. Fresh fire is released. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. Take your seat 1 minute.